From IPM News, I'm Arjun Tucker, and we have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning.
Hey, we got Logan filling in for Aaron here, but we got a lower trade in the grains today. Corn down 2.25 at 4.15 1/4 on July, and December corn down 3 at 4.43. Soybean markets are lower as well. July beans down 6.25 at 11.15 1/4. And the new crop November beans down 5.25 at 11.32. Wheat markets are higher. Chicago wheat July up 2.25 at 5.82 1/4. Kansas City wheat July up 7 at 6.27 3/4. Corn and soybean futures continue their downward pressure here, led by favorable weather forecast. December corn took out its January low at 4.45 1/4. Where the November beans are now approaching their March low at 11.18. Weather is the large part of the sell-off. Quite a bit of the corn belt here saw widespread rains throughout the weekend and really causing ideal growing conditions thus far into the season. Forecast is actually showing rains for the next 7 days. So the traders are viewing this as slightly bearish in terms of price action due to increased production outputs. CFTC report on Friday showed that reflection of the fund's positioning. They sold 91,000 contracts of corn and 28,000 contracts of beans. They also added or sold 38,000 contracts of soft red wheat. This is reaffirming their bearish stance on the grains thus far into the growing season. Middle East tensions resumed over the weekend as Israel and Iran exchanged attacks. So we did see that volatility step back into the crude oil market here with about a $5 trading range there on the July WTI crude oil futures. And the livestock market, a little bit higher here today. June live cattle, slightly higher at 250.15. The August feeders up a $1.27 at 355.17. Lean hog market up a little bit here. July lean hogs up a $1.20 at 100 on the dot. October's up 25 cents at 83.72. We did see large spec fund selling in the lean hog complex there as of last week, with about a 20,000 contract short position, now holding a net short position in the lean hogs. This has been Logan Kimmel with Roach Ag Marketing in Woodridge. Thanks.